Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress Manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kirby.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
This is episode 2. We are currently recording this from my living room.
Yes, we are.
So if you hear any weird noises, such as paws walking behind Kirby's microphone, it's Oliver.
It's our pooch deucer. Yep. His name is Ollie. He's very, very special to us. Yeah. So
yeah. If you have any questions about his coat, he uses Whey dog shampoo. Smells delightful.
He's extremely extra, like the both of us. Mm-hmm. But guys, we just wanted to thank you so much for the past week of positive comments and DMs and texts and reviews. We are so humbled by how nice everybody is.
Yeah, like we really thought it was going to be my mom, your mom, Patrick because he has to edit the podcast, and Matt because he has to help with audio engineering.
Yeah.
Those are the only people who are going to listen to the podcast.
But we have checked out the analytics as one does. I'm kind of shocked at how many people are listening and downloading.
Same.
So, hey.
And thank you guys so much.
ZipRecruiter will be on us before we know it.
This is not sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
This is not sponsored by ZipRecruiter, but everyone
one
has-
day.
Some everybody at the top has a ZipRecruiter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Blue Apron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. MeUndies.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If we get MeUndies, y'all, I'm just telling you, if we get a MeUndies ad,
yeah,
just know we have made it. Mm-hmm. We're moving to Hidden Hills.
Yep. Anyways.
Anyway.
So what are we talking about on this episode, Kirby?
Okay. So today we're talking about skin care order, which I'm really excited about because we asked you on the Instagram, guys, what is your biggest skincare concern? And the number one result was hands down, what order do I put on my skincare?
Because
I have no idea.
It's confusing.
It's so confusing. And I actually didn't know what order to put things in until recently when I Googled it myself. And then there were 5 different legitimate articles about it.
Yeah.
And then even those were different.
Right. I have to say, like, researching for this too, it made me really think about the order in which I put my skincare products in. And honestly, it changes.
It changes
from day to day. I mean, for the most part, there is an order that I follow. But, like, you know, sometimes it just depends.
Your skin changes, too. So depending
sometimes
on what
I'm lazy and I have one step.
cleansing balm.
Right.
Bye.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that today. We want to start incorporating your questions into this podcast because we want this to be a serviceable podcast, not right. just us talking just to hear ourselves talk. We want to entertain you guys, obviously, but educate you as well.
Yes.
And I feel like I also got educated in this process.
Same.
I was doing it the right way, mm-hmm. but I did learn some things too.
So before we jump into our skincare order, let's talk about our new as of episode 2 segment called What's on Your Face?
We will have a jingle in no time.
Yeah.
But What's on Your Face originated when we were practicing our podcast. We were using the new audio equipment that we had bought. And Sarah asked me, what's on your face, Kirby?
Yep.
And I thought that's a brilliant segment. And obviously she did too.
Yep.
So we're going to do this every single week where we just straight up break down what we have on our face skincare wise and makeup wise.
Yeah.
There's going to be no explanations just because that would turn into yeah. a whole episode itself.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. So we're just going to run through it real quick. And then if you guys have any questions about the specific products we're talking about, definitely hit us up on Instagram and let us know what your questions are.
Yes, because I'm definitely going to make little social media posts of yeah. what's on each of our faces each week.
Right, right.
And then we'll put it in the show notes too.
Yeah.
You guys asked last week, especially with our favorites. We are so sorry we didn't do that the first time, but live and learn.
We're
live
learning.
And learn.
We're
learning.
All right, so Curbs, what's on your face okay. right now?
I have Lemieux Skincare, which includes two serums and a moisturizer, Everyday Sunscreen Serum, which is SPF 30, then I have Tom Ford Concealer and Stick Foundation, Nude Sticks, Nudie Bloom Blush, and Poppy Girl, Benefit Precisely My Brow in 3.5, 3D Brow Tones, and 24-Hour Brow Setter, Dior Backstage Neutrals Palette, Too Faced Chocolate Matte Bronzer, Morphe Bretman Rock Highlighter Palette, Hourglass Unreal Lip Gloss, and then Marc Jacobs Velvet Noir Mascara with some individual, or actually some trio lashes to amp things up a bit.
Okay. What brand
They're from Namies, so they're the house brand.
Okay, cool.
Namies is just a beauty supply store that all the famous makeup artists go to and get discounts.
Awesome.
I don't have a discount, but I just go there.
Yeah.
Love it.
How do you not have a discount?
I know. How do we get a discount?
Yeah.
Namies, help us. Okay. What's on all your right. face, Sarah?
Okay, so today I have, for skincare, I started with the Kogen Doe Lotion, which is essentially like an essence. And then I use the Allies of Skin Vitamin C Serum. There's a lot of Chanel on my face today because I just came back on that trip with them. So I'm on a Chanel high. So I have the Chanel Camellia Cream Moisturizer, which is a favorite of Kate Lee, the amazing makeup artist. She's the one who turned me on to it. It's really lightweight. Okay, I'm not supposed to describe what I'm talking about. Okay, sorry, continued. Prem Sunscreen,
love
which
it.
Is a Korean beauty brand, SPF 50, followed by Sulwhasoo's Cushion Compact, which is like a tinted foundation. Maybelline's Brow Gel, which is in a pot. I usually also wear Benefit. Sorry, Jared. Today, I wore the Maybelline Brow Gel in a pot. And then Benefit's Roller Eyeliner in Brown. Persona Cosmetics Eyeshadow Palette. And then Sunny's Face Cream Blush, which is a brand from Philippines, which is not available in the States just yet. The Chanel Bronzing Makeup Base. And then Clé de Peau's New Lip Cream.
That's a great face.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yours too.
Thanks. Okay. Moving on. One thing we really wanted to do with this podcast is talk about news and what's happening in the industry and then our takes on it. So now...
Hot takes
from Kirby and Sarah. Okay. So let's talk about House Labs.
Yes.
House Labs, in case you haven't heard, is Lady Gaga's beauty brand. She created it with Sarah Tano, her makeup artist, who has been her makeup artist for probably the better part of a decade.
Yeah.
They could be sisters at this point. They look
right.
like twins.
And I think she's the creative global artistry director or whatever. So she had a lot of say in the creation of the products, the formulation, the persona of all the products.
Yep. And she did the campaign.
Yes.
With Gaga, obviously. So that was announced on Thursday. We both wrote about it.
Yes.
I wrote about it for Hollywood Reporter. Whoop, whoop. Sarah obviously wrote about it for Bustle. But mm-hmm. Sarah had a different take on it. She had some exclusive details that the rest of us did not have.
Yeah, which is live right now. It basically was just a cute to little intimate chat between Gaga and Sarah Tano. It's on Amazon Live right now. It just went live a few hours ago. And they basically are walking us through all of the different products, why they created them, and then also demonstrating how to use them on Gaga herself, and then I think some models also. It's super, super cute. And, like, we'll give you a better sense of what the products look like, which they don't come out until September.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So the exclusive retailer is Amazon, in case you didn't catch that, and houselabs.com. Mm-hmm. So Gaga, it's kind of an interesting choice to go with Amazon.
Very interesting.
Not with a Sephora or an Ulta. Mm-hmm. I've seen the feedback online. Some people are like, great, Amazon Prime me this shit. Yes, like, I'm totally thrilled. Other half is thinking to themselves, well, I want to try this. Yes. Before,
like, where can I swatch it?
Yeah, where can I swatch it? But you know what? I'm just thinking out loud here. With so many brands being direct to consumer and not in brick and mortar stores, I don't really see this as a problem.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's probably a decent return policy as well. Yeah. I mean, I remember Kylie got a bunch of backlash because it was like, oh, sorry, you bought it, and if it doesn't work for you, you can't return it. And I think she has since amended that policy. But
Amazon is a reliable partner. Yeah. Like, you will get your products.
Yes.
Next day, probably.
Yeah, you will get your products for sure.
I know Gaga told Bustle that the reason she partnered with, and I'm sure she had said this to other publications as well, but one of the main reasons she partnered with Amazon was because she wanted everyone to be able to have her products.
Exactly. So
the fact that it's a, you know, global retailer, it enables her to put Houselabs in everyone's hands.
Totally. And this is 100% a global launch. I do remember when Fenty launched and they had their exclusive partnership with Sephora, and a lot of people wanted it that don't live in the United States.
Right. I feel like a huge problem for a lot of brands that launch in the United States, and then their Instagram, for the longest time, Glossy's Instagram was like, when are you shipping to, you know, whatever country?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's so hard because you want to be able to share all the products with everyone, but there's just so many regulation rules. Yeah, the shipping, all that stuff. So.
And that's why a lot of bigger brands, especially skincare brands, luxe brands, have started to sell on Amazon. Mm-hmm. They have their little storefronts that they put their products on. So
yeah. I think it's smart.
I think it's smart.
It'll be interesting for sure to see how it all rolls out in September.
On that note, Gaga gave the exclusive to Allure.
Yes.
And of course.
Of course.
Obviously.
Yes.
And so they interviewed her and they did this really great write-up of Gaga. And one of the things that she mentioned, one of the, like, I guess it was like a countdown or a list of things that she was going to do in the beauty community or in the beauty industry. And one of them was like, she would still support other brands.
Yeah.
And can I just tell you guys that Gaga told Allure that she uses Lip Sense and that she used it at the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know who here listening is a follower of mine on Instagram or Facebook or Kirby Tries, but I tested Lip Sense 2 years ago.
Yes. Can you explain to people who don't know what Lip Sense is, what Lip Sense is?
It's a multi-level marketing company that created this product that truly does not move off of your lips. You put on the color product first. The first ingredient is denatured alcohol, so it dries super quickly and it does not budge. And then you are supposed to seal it with this gloss. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole logistical nightmare that I went through with this, but when we ordered Lip Sense, they didn't tell us that we needed to order it with a gloss. You could order them separately. So we just ordered the color and then we got a sample of the gloss. Of course, in the video, I just put on the color, tested everything, and I was making comments like, it's getting kind of like patched, like some of it's coming off a little bit. It was because I didn't have on the gloss. It still didn't affect how well it lasted and stayed on. Like, I ate a cheeseburger, I kissed Patrick, I ate a pizza, I did all these things and it stayed on my lips. But
so no wonder that Gaga used it at the Super Bowl, but also like,
yes,
what?
Yes. I mean, it's kind of insane that she is promoting a multi-level marketing company like this, because it's unheard of. So first of all, I'm sure that Lip Sense is losing their ever-loving minds with this type of promo from a A-list celebrity, because there was a whole drama with Lip Sense too, that they were the official sponsor of, or the official lipstick of Broadway. It was this huge, it was a complete fabrication that people started making up online and promoting it. And then Broadway to say. Got it. Broadway had to say, like, we don't have an official lipstick. Sorry. Yeah. So that happened. But I think this type of exposure is kind of bonkers for a company like this. However, I wonder if they are freaking out because Gaga said that Sarah Tano found it and she found it at Sally Beauty. And that's where they sell it. To my knowledge, they don't sell it at Sally Beauty. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
You have to buy it.
You have to buy it from
your friend from high school through Facebook Messenger.
Yes. So, yeah, exactly. Go to your Facebook messages. You could probably find someone there to buy it from.
Someone's hitting you up.
I'm not trying to be shady, but honestly, like, you know it happened. Yeah. This definitely has happened
to me. Not shady at all.
It has happened to me several times. And here's the thing. It works. I'm not denying that. Right. I was just kind of taken aback at how malicious and aggressive the people that sell this product are. And it was also kind of nuts that they don't make it very clear on the website, or at least when we purchased it, listen, this is a two-step process. This isn't a one and done. Yeah. You need to have the gloss with it. I'm sure they obviously sell it separately so you can buy more shades and stuff like that.
Right.
But if you're listening, LipSense, please update your website. I would be happy to consult. Yeah. Thank you very much. So I just found that totally mind-blowing and kind of like cool on Gaga's part to admit that she's using this product.
Right. She could have not talked about it at all. Lied.
Yeah. Straight up.
Said she used one of her new lip glosses.
Yeah, she was like, actually, I was testing it out at the Super Bowl and it didn't budge. They're like, what?
Pretty crazy.
So that's kind of crazy. Now, Sarah, like I mentioned, was in France.
Yes. So I just came back from Paris a couple of days ago and I was there with Chanel Beauty, which was so exciting.
Also with Nike. Can we put
With Nike, yes.
She went to the World Cup. Yeah. Not to be left out.
Right. Sorry. This is a beauty podcast, so I didn't want to, you know, mention. Well, let's talk about the World Cup and Meg Rapinoe's incredible pink hair.
Totally.
And just her being.
Yep.
Also, I like watching the game. Obviously, I was enjoying it for their incredible athleticism. But also, I just wanted to, like, I was like, what sunscreen are they wearing? Mm-hmm. Like, what are they wearing in their hair to, like, keep it perfectly tight in their,
Isn't it tape?
That's right. It is tape.
I was which is crazy. Why hasn't a company come out? Yes. You guys, we're talking about that, like,
their
how they keep their hair out of their face.
It's like actually, Alex Morgan. It's tape.
It's tape.
They haven't come up with anything better.
Hello. Someone get on
that. Yeah, someone get on that.
We will. Don't worry.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was there with Nike watching the World Cup, and then I was also in Paris with Chanel Beauty because they are launching their new Fall-Winter 2019 collection, which is super chic and elegant, of course. It was created by Lucia Pica, who's their global creative makeup and color artist, and she's Italian, but lives in London, but speaks French and has these perfect French bangs. So chic. And you're like, I want to look like you. What are you doing? And she's the one who made the collection. So I'm like, give me all of it. Put it on my face.
So what was your favorite product?
So the whole collection was inspired by black and white, which is like the two colors of the house, or non-colors is what they said.
Yeah.
But it was also inspired by the age in which Coco Chanel lived in. So it's like very glitz and glam, and there's a lot of shimmery products, which I felt like was kind of surprising for Chanel Beauty, because, you know, like a Chanel girl, they're like about a rouge lip, an eyeliner, but like, you know, not a lot of shimmer. But of course the shimmer is like very chic. My favorite product is this shimmering gel highlighter.
Okay.
It's called Gel Paillette. I don't know how to say it in French, but essentially it's what Miss Julie Wilson from Essence,
love ya, Julie,
who was also on this podcast, she coined the term diamond sweat, which is how we were describing this highlighter.
She was on the trip with us.
And she basically was like, this highlighter is like diamond sweat. It looks like, it makes you look like you're sweating diamonds. So it's like this like shimmery gel highlighter that just looks like, almost like the Twilight vampire twinkling in the light, but like not in a cheesy way. Like you're love like, it. Oh my God, are those diamonds or is that sweat or is that diamond sweat? I don't know.
I love it.
You're going to need to try it. It's amazing. So that was my favorite product. There's a bunch of other amazing products from the line. I did also get to interview Kristen Stewart, who was like the face of, you know, the campaign.
You did?
Yeah, I did. on a boat on the going down the Seine at sunset.
How was she? Tell me.
She was so lovely. So lovely. Like, I was a little intimidated, yeah. You know, because she's Kristen Stewart.
I think she's ultimate cool girl material. So
100%
I would
cool girl.
Be like, listen, I'm yeah. Joe Kai.
Same.
Nice to meet you.
100% same. And like, obviously, like, I had to ask her about makeup, which I don't know. Like, you know, I was like, oh, you know,
well,
I
because wanna... Bo Nelson does her makeup a lot, right?
Bo Nelson, and then also Jillian Dempsey, who was on the boat with us.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Jillian. Okay, yeah. If you guys don't know Dempsey,
yeah,
her hubs,
yes,
Patrick.
That's really cute. So I interviewed Kristen Stewart because she, you know, obviously is a friend of the brand and she has become really close with Lucia over the years. And she was telling me that her favorite product from the collection is this black lip gloss that Lucia created, which is it's like a black cherry gloss. It looks so insane. You have like I can't wait to show it to you, which I think I will be wearing a lot. I just need to be like confident in wearing it. It's like a very bold look, very shiny black lip gloss, which Lucia said was really, really hard to create. Anyways, I will be rocking that all fall winter. So that was a lot of fun, but I missed you.
I missed you too. And let me just say, guys, getting to go on a Chanel press trip is not something to take lightly. No. Yeah. I mean, Sarah and I are constantly talking about like who gets to go on what press trips. And yeah. it's always, you yeah. know, we're
all grateful for every yes. trip that we get invited to.
100%. And we're always so happy / slightly envious of people that get to go on these amazing trips with a brand like Chanel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's so awesome that you got to go on it
yeah.
and enjoy that. And also, I loved everybody that was on that trip.
Yeah.
Julie is amazing.
Yeah.
I met her a couple of years ago. If you guys aren't following Julie,
she's also
do.
Starting her own podcast soon.
Yeah. Jules, yeah. get us on the pod.
Yeah.
Hello.
So anyways,
awesome.
Super fun.
Okay. So while you were away, I was on Instagram.
Yes.
And
working hard on our Instagram.
I was just, you know, on Instagram. And can I just tell you that Katy Perry has the most organized beauty pantry I've ever seen in my life?
Yeah, that was wild.
I actually missed this in my feed, but then Justin Anderson, who is a great follow on Instagram, yep. posted it. And he, because he noticed a product he created, the DP Hue color, blonde color
does
shampoo.
He does her color, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And she like stocked up and has a whole rotating acrylic vestibule thing going on in her beauty
his
pantry.
Goals.
So she says, big shout out to the Home Edit for helping me with my hoarding problems, or I mean collecting my problems. Ha ha. This is my love language. So this, the Home Edit, I guess, is a home improvement and organization. Wow. They have 1.3 million followers.
They're like a professional organization.
Yes.
Like the ones that came over to my house.
Yeah.
And did my
and
beauty
I
closet.
Need, if somebody wants to come organize my bathroom, Patrick, I think, would actually like pay you our entire
yeah.
rent to do so because
okay.
it's a mess.
We need to hook you up.
But it's kind of interesting seeing what she has in her pantry. So a lot of you guys have eagle eyes. And when we posted about this, you were able to tell me some of the products that I missed. One of them is Hampton Sun. It's
okay.
a sunscreen or a tanning mist. We couldn't decipher what, but we knew from the bottle it was Hampton Sun. She has Pedialyte. She
for
has,
when you're hungover.
I mean, listen, we've all
yeah.
been there.
Mm-hmm.
Great for hangovers.
Yeah.
She has Ollie Skin Vitamins.
Okay.
Listerine on tap, basically. It looks like she has that Hemp's moisturizer.
Okay.
That smells like you're on vacation. One of my faves. She also, I think, stocks up on Cetaphil.
Mm.
I think you and I should have a talk about Cetaphil.
We could have a whole episode about Cetaphil.
A whole ep on Ceta.
Yeah.
She has a ton of Aesop, Caudalie Mist, the Grape Mist.
Yes.
So she has good taste.
Yeah.
Just differing taste. Oh, she has a ton of the Proactive Exfoliator.
It's interesting that she has like she knows what she likes.
Totally.
Obviously.
Totally.
Like it's like a store in there.
Yeah.
Like my, like, I mean, well, our, obviously beauty closets are different because we get sent different things.
Yep.
But like, I don't have more than maybe like two products max of one, you know.
Also,
one
I'm afraid about expiration
yeah,
dates.
Right.
But does it matter if they're not open?
Does she share it with her fam? With
maybe when you're that
Orlando?
Rich, you just have to fill up so many bathrooms.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. Anyways,
can
wild.
I get to that level? Sign me up. So,
yeah.
anyways, That's the news for this week. And then also, guys, we want to talk about sales and stuff here because we do want to save you guys money. Of course, last week when we talked about our favorite skincare products, we had some pricey items on there. Yeah. And lucky for everybody listening right now, Nordstrom is having their anniversary sale.
Woo woo.
So I don't know if you have a card or you're part of the Nordies Club or whatever it is, but it officially starts this Friday,
yes,
the 19th.
And I will say, I think that they really stepped up their beauty deals.
Oh, same.
Yeah. Like, I feel like...
In the past, it was like random bundle.
Right. And in the past, I feel like the focus was on fashion, which I'm sure there's still a lot of great fashion deals, but like, the beauty section is incredible.
Yeah. And I have a few that I kind of just took a look at that I think are particularly great deals.
Yes.
So my favorite lip liner shade of all time is Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk. I have two in my purse currently. I have two in my bathroom. I can't live without this product.
Wow.
I buy it in bulk, people. I freaking love it.
So you will be shopping at the Nordstrom anniversary sale.
Yes. And they have the Pillow Talk Trio. It's $60 instead of $78. There's a bunch of Tom Ford stuff on sale. So there's this mini lip and eye set. It comes with two mini lips. That's great for your purse. And then this really beautiful palette. Typically, it would be $126. It's only $88 during the sale. You can get two beauty blenders with a little cover for $35. Typically, beauty blenders are just $20 each just for the single blender.
Yeah.
And then there's some cool tools as well. Simple Human, the LED mirror that can really, if you have a really dark apartment or home, you need good lighting for your bathroom.
Yeah.
This is a great investment. It's typically $400. Sarah, do you have do you have a Simple Human trash can?
I don't.
Oh, I'm obsessed with mine. I have a rose gold Simple Human trash can. It's an investment I made when Patrick and I moved in together. I love that you can fit the trash bags to the trash can.
Yeah.
It's just such a time saver. Anyways, they're not selling trash cans at Nordstrom. But the Simple Human, I'm just saying that the quality is high. So it's typically $400 and it's on sale for $250. And a product that I've been using a lot lately, the Skin Ink Tri-Light.
Which they have a new version, which...
This is the version.
Yeah, where it's rechargeable.
Yes.
And it's no longer batteries, which is huge.
Major. And instead
it's like, where do you even buy batteries anymore?
Well, I bought a bunch because of the earthquakes.
Okay,
you weren't
fine.
Here for those.
Yeah. But you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, what's worse than being in the middle of a Skin Ink Tri-Light facial over your zit and then being like, I ran out of batteries.
So I can't do it the rest of the way. So it's they have the Tri-Light meant three, obviously.
Yes.
And there's three settings, yellow, blue, and red.
Yes.
Now they have this.
Oh, that's right.
There's a purple version and an orange version. Mm-hmm. I think orange brightens and purple calms.
Purple is like the mix of the blue and the red. So
okay.
Like it's like a killing bacteria, but also
firming.
Yes.
Tightening. Okay. Love that. So that version is on sale. It's typically, I think, $330, $350. It's only $199. I say only, but it is a significant price.
I really like that device.
Me too.
I travel with it. I like that it has all of the different colors.
You know what you guys need to do? If you want to be convinced about LED therapy for your skin and how it can improve your skin is go onto YouTube and look up makeup artist Nikki DeRost. First of all, she's an amazing makeup artist, but second of all, her skin is beautiful. And when I was learning about the Tri-Light, I mean, I have been using Tri-Light for a while, but I was like, I just want to learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
I found her video just perusing YouTube, and she talks about how she uses a professional LED kind of panel.
Yes.
And she travels with it, but when she doesn't want to take it overseas and stuff like that, she takes the Tri-Light.
Mm-hmm.
And it has completely transformed her skin. She looks amazing. I highly recommend watching that video because she wasn't paid to talk about it. It's not sponsored. And she's like, I've been doing this for the better part of a year, and I decided to make this video just now. So I feel like she really did take the time to try it and make sure it worked for her and then talked about her experience. So just a little tidbit
about that. Yeah, I co-signed that with Kirby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should get that.
Oh, also, we can't forget our precious La Mer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's on sale, peeps. You can get a little mini kit. And this is what I think the Nordstrom anniversary sale is great for. They obviously have full-size products, but if there are luxe products, you just want to try out and see.
Which we suggest with the La Mer.
La Mer, for sure. Because,
like, you can buy the giant vat that we both have and own, but I will tell you, it is hard to finish before the expiration date. So
if you're going to share it with someone, maybe.
Yeah, you could go in with a friend.
Yeah.
500 each.
Yeah, joint custody. Have joint custody of your giant La Mer vat.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be, hey, it would be awesome if we could get La Mer to sponsor a giveaway for us.
Yeah.
And Augustinus.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll figure that out.
Who has a new body cream, side note?
Oh, yeah, guys. The Augustinus Butter cream that I was talking about, the rich cream, they just launched a body cream. And I cannot wait to slather my entire person.
Take a nice little bath in
with it.
Okay, so
that's it.
I feel like you covered a lot of mine. Also, I want to shout out the T3 Cura hair dryer, which is one of my favorite hair dryers. Also, I think that they are also selling their curling iron, which I use daily. The exfoliate, which is one of my favorite
exfoliating
products. I think it's the jumbo size one. All right.
Yeah, we'll look into it.
Great.
Cool.
Okay. So let's jump into the topic of this episode, which is a skincare order, the order in which you should be applying your products, which was the most asked question on our Instagram.
Yes. There just seems to be general confusion. No matter how long you've been in this industry,
no matter how long you've been applying skincare.
I do not blame anyone for not knowing this because it is hard. I remember when I first learned about skincare in Allure magazine, it was cleanse, tone, and moisturize. Yeah. And then if it's during the day, you put on an SPF 30. That is all I knew.
Yeah.
That and don't put dark black eyeliner underneath your eye if you don't want to create wrinkles,
right,
which is truly hilarious that I cared about that in third grade, but whatever. Listen, start them early. Start them early. So we did some research, and like I mentioned at the beginning of the pod, there are very few legitimate websites that kind of outline this.
Yeah.
And some of them are more in-depth than others.
Yeah.
The orders are different no matter what you read.
Right. So, and I also think it, like, obviously in our experience as beauty editors talking to different dermatologists and makeup artists, like, everyone has a pretty similar order, but it varies.
Totally.
It's kind of personal, and it also depends on the different products that you're using that day.
Exactly. So this is our order, taking into consideration interviews we've done, and then just common sense.
Right.
Trying to figure that out. So,
this is a basic guideline. Obviously, you do you, but this is like the guideline that you should be following.
Yes. And there are reasons why order is important too.
Yes.
It's not just we're giving you a rule that you have to stick by. That will actually benefit you in the long run if you do it this way. It'll make your products more effective.
Yes. Helps your products penetrate your skin in the way that it needs to if you follow the order. And let your products absorb.
Please, God, just let it marinate for a second.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're just so quick to get through it. This should be a ritual that you take me time for.
Mm-hmm.
So
to be longer than like 5 minutes if you're using like a few products.
Exactly. But
it feels so good to massage it in your face.
Yeah. And just use your fingers to just very slowly
hit it with the tri-light.
Oh, get that tri-light in there, girl.
Throw in a New Face, which I think is also on sale at Nordstrom.
Oh,
by the way,
the New Face Fix, though, is a game changer. The travel
one.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I had to do it around my eyes. It looks amazing. There's a rule of thumb. Okay. So, first of all, always apply the thinnest consistency to the thickest.
Yes.
So, please don't go in with your heavy ass moisturizer
and then like pat in a serum on top.
Yeah.
No,
honey.
Because you're wasting your time and also your money.
Totally. This is the whole point. We want to save you money.
Yeah.
That's the whole, I mean.
And also you're not going to see what the product should actually be doing if you're applying it in the wrong order.
Amen. So in general, you want to think of thin to thick.
Yes.
And you want to then also use products with ingredients that are the most important to penetrate into the skin.
Yes.
So
those are your serums, your treatment products.
Like things with antioxidants.
Yes.
Or alpha hydroxy or beta hydroxy acids.
Yes.
Like for instance, if you have a spot or a blemish on your face and you're going to use a spot treatment, it's probably not going to help you to put the spot treatment over your moisturizer.
Yes.
It's kind of like a block.
Okay, wait. So let's back up. First step, you should always clean your skin because you cannot apply skincare products to a dirty face.
What does cleansing mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
what's your order?
Like, oh.
Like, what? I well, mean, not your order.
Yeah.
But
what do I use? Like, what is my method?
Cleanse.
I double cleanse. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I use... We're on the same page. Okay. I double cleanse. Even if I'm not wearing a ton of makeup that day, I just love the feeling and knowing that I have a very clean foundation for the rest of my skincare products to penetrate. So I use a foamy cleanser, but then... also like a enzyme powder cleanser, powder right. to foam cleanser. Yeah.
I use a, like a balm.
Okay.
I really like Naturopath. How am I?
Yeah,
I
Naturopathica.
Yeah, Naturopathica.
Ooh, that's a really good one. Their new one.
The new honey one.
Yes.
Is, smells delightful and it doesn't strip my skin at all. So I actually massage that into my skin first.
Yes.
And then rinse. It turns into a milk
yes.
when you rinse it.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps just to remove all of my makeup. Which is super helpful, especially yes. if I have on-camera makeup on. Mm-hmm. And it's really great for eye makeup.
I also have to shout out Then I Met You, which is Charlotte Cho's mm-hmm. brand. Charlotte Cho, the founder of Soko Glam. She has an incredible balm cleanser as well, which I use if I'm wearing a ton of makeup.
Balms are great.
Yeah.
I like Naturopathica. I like Drunk Elephant.
Yes.
There's a variety of balms.
La Elemis. Prairie just made a really luxe one if you are feeling yeah. rich AF.
And bougie.
And bougie.
So then after I rinse the balm, then I use the Fresh Soy Face Cleanser just to get any residual. Or sometimes I'll use a micellar water just yeah. on a like a muslin cloth yeah. or whatever mm-hmm. just to get all the little excess.
What's left over.
Yeah, like around mm-hmm. my hairline and creases in my nose and stuff yeah. like that.
So right now I use the Tatcha Rice Powder Cleanser, which should be like, according to like Yoli Glow, should be like enough. But I like to use that as my first step. And then I followed up with a more foaming cleanser, like the one from La Mer, which yeah. I love.
And I think there are plenty of foaming cleansers that don't strip your skin.
Yes.
You just have to be aware of which ones those are. If your face feels tight after you cleanse your skin, probably has a ton of sulfates in it. That's like literally what they use to clean cars and stuff yeah. like that. So
you don't want... I know that we grew up with like the notion that like our face should be... feel squeaky clean, but it yeah. should not feel squeaky clean.
No.
It should feel clean and there shouldn't be anything left over, but it does not have to feel tight to be clean.
I agree.
That's really important.
So cleanse away, people.
Cleanse, cleanse, cleanse away.
Okay. Step two is, what do you think it is, guys? It's toner and essence.
Now, what do you like to use, Kirby?
Okay. I use both, but both are different. So let's go through that because I think that's also a huge question. When you mentioned the Tatcha essence on mm-hmm. the last
yeah.
podcast, people were like, but do I need an essence?
Okay.
And how is it different from a toner?
Yes.
So what would you tell them?
I would say that it's different. And also, but also there are some, it all depends, like, right? Like some brands call their essences toners and then vice versa. But the difference is that the essence can help the products that you use after better penetrate your skin.
So an essence is a delivery system,
yes.
so to speak. It can be hydrating, but it can also help deliver that serum deeper into the skin.
It's like setting your skin up for success.
Exactly. And then toners really are meant to balance your skin's pH.
Yes.
Now, toner, when I was younger,
meant
was basically
like
an astringent.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like witch hazel, sea breeze witch
yes.
hazel. I personally used this blue bottle Neutrogena pore toning cleanser.
Yeah.
Back when I thought pores opened and closed.
Right.
My little tiny
I mean
self.
Same.
I mean whatever.
But toners are not the toners of our 90s are not the same today.
No, exactly. They have evolved and they're really meant to balance the pH of your skin. So if your skin is extremely oily or if it's extremely dry, a toner can be a really great addition to your routine. And you can use this in conjunction with an essence, but the order would be cleanse, tone, essence.
Yes.
If you don't use a toner, cleanse, essence.
Yes.
If you don't use an essence, cleanse,
yeah.
toner.
Yeah. Like personally, I don't use a toner because I feel like, I mean, and this is totally personal, but I feel like the cleansers that I use, my skin feels balanced after,
yep.
you know, like my pH is balanced, but you always use an essence.
Yes, same.
Yeah.
I haven't used a toner in a hot minute,
yeah.
but I do consistently use an essence. It's
yeah.
very important to me
yeah.
because if I'm going to spend money on a nice serum,
mm-hmm.
I want it to work as effectively as it can. So that leads us to treatments.
Treatments.
Step three is applying a treatment. Now, this can be a lot of different things, so listen up. This could be a spot treatment. Mm-hmm. If you have a breakout, it could be a retinol or retinoid. Mm-hmm. It could be vitamin C, alpha hydroxy or beta hydroxy acids, or niacinamide. Any of these things is considered a treatment. So it's anything that is helping your skin to evolve in some way.
And also the stuff that is packed with nutrients. Potent. You want to obviously let your essence absorb into your skin, massage it in. Think about the fact that now your skin, after applying the essence, is ready for the gifts in which you are about to deliver. If you're thinking about it from like a money perspective, your treatment products and your serums, which are going to follow, are like your most expensive products.
Totally.
So put that shit on.
Now, I do want to say one thing, and I think people are going to get confused by this, but I'm going to try to explain it as best as I can. Spot treatments. Spot treatments can be the white stuff that you rub in. It could also be like Mario Badescu drying lotion, where you stick a Q-tip into the product and then dip it, and then it creates all those little pink dots on your face. The white treatment, like Clearasil or whatever it is, you know, I know Kiehl's makes a really good spot treatment as well. That's the treatment we're talking about here. Yeah. Obviously, save anything that you have to dot and will leave a mark on your face until your very, very, very last step.
Yes.
Just throwing that out there. That's kind of the exception to the rule here. And I think Sarah, when we were talking about this beforehand, she had a really great point that I think everybody should take to heart.
I just like wanted to add, so we're talking about all of these different steps and then applying the treatment and then after that applying your serum. You don't have to apply a treatment and a serum every day. Address your skincare concerns day to day. Obviously, like if you are using a product and wanting to see the results, you know, 30 days, we said, but you don't have breakouts every single day. So don't feel the need to use a spot treatment every single night and then follow it by like a serum. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because you also don't want to mix too many different products, especially if you're not fully educated in the different ingredients in your products. You don't know how they mix, because it's also really difficult for your skin to absorb all these different products. It's already hard for your skin, for all these different products to penetrate your skin. So you really just want to focus on your skincare concerns that night, that week, and then focus on those specific products.
If you are going to use a retinol one night, maybe don't go ham with your alpha hydroxy or beta hydroxy acid.
Yeah, and then also don't use an exfoliating or detoxifying mask.
Because your skin will hate you. That's when you'll get a purge.
And when, Kirby, would you use a mask?
Oh, damn.
I feel like you would. I would personally use it in this step, after I cleanse.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So cleanse, tone.
Cleanse, tone, essence, because it helps the mask.
I've never done that. Okay.
Yes. Oh, Yoli Glow taught me this.
Okay.
She said, even if you are not using like a Tatcha mask, she's like, always put the essence underneath because it helps your mask work better.
See, I always thought of it probably like everybody else, where I don't want to waste my essence on products that aren't going to stay on my skin for very long.
Right, right.
It would make sense to do this.
Yes.
I think in the essence of saving your product, don't go ham.
Right,
with
don't
it.
Go ham. Just do a little pat.
Do a little pat.
Yeah.
But that totally makes sense to me. And I like that. And I'm going to try that actually. So thank you for the tip.
Yeah.
Thanks, Yoli Glow.
So so treatment would be where you would use your mask.
Okay, great. Yeah. Love that. And then after that, Sarah already kind of touched on this, but this is when you would use your serum or a mist of some sort. Serums are just, they're thicker than an essence.
Yes,
so that's
like
why they go really after an essence.
Really nutrient dense.
100%. So if you have something with a ton of antioxidants in it, this is the step in particular. Anything with vitamin C for a glow, this is, or hydrating, hyaluronic acid, stuff like that. So you would add your serum. It's kind of easy peasy.
Yeah.
Any serums you've been using that you like?
And also, like, thinking back to lightest to thickest. So your serum is usually thicker than a toner or an essence, but it's not going to be as thick as your moisturizer. Capiche?
Capiche.
All right. I'm using the Allied of Skin's Vitamin C Serum right now. Okay. I'm just using, like, I usually, my go-to serums are vitamin C and hyaluronic acid.
Got it.
Those are, like, my jams.
I use a lot of SkinCeuticals.
Yes.
C-E Ferulic. C-E Ferulic. It is the best.
Did we shout that out as like one of our skincare?
No, but it should be.
It should be. But like everyone says it. So everyone knows.
Everyone knows. I also really like Pro Heal from IS Clinical.
Okay.
It's a good one. Yeah. Joanna Vargas has a great clarifying serum that I'm obsessed with.
Is that like the Supernova?
No, but it's just called the clarifying serum.
Oh, okay.
It smells so, I don't even know. It's like a sweet smell, but not.
Yes.
It's fresh.
Interesting.
It is one of the most satisfying scents to have in skincare.
Also, one of our favorite serums is the one from Peach and Lily.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Sign me right up.
The
Glass Skin
Serum.
Refining Serum.
Oh, my gosh. Which was sold out for so long.
I bought this. The first time I ever got a bottle in my hands, I was harassing Sarah, being like, stop throwing it in my face that you have this. Because she'd be like, I'm just putting on my Peach and Lily Refining Glass Skin Serum. I'm like, biatch, I don't have this yet. So I bought it off of Ulta. I got an alert in my email.
Amazing that you were able to get it.
Because I had an alert.
Yeah, right.
And then
right.
I bought it and I was so psyched. And
thanks, Alicia Yoon.
Yeah, Alicia Yoon then hooked me up.
Yeah.
So thanks, boo.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that.
Right.
It is,
it's
I'm not
incredible
exaggerating.
Serum.
It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really feels like it's so satisfying to put on.
And it doesn't burn, tingle,
nope,
none of that. It refines
my
skin so
feels
nicely.
So hydrated immediately after.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%. That should have been on one of our videos too.
Yeah.
We'll have to do like part
we'll do
two,
it, yeah,
three,
we'll
four,
do,
five.
Yeah.
Just it keeps going.
Yeah.
The never ending list. Next, guys, which I was doing this wrong for so long. It's eye cream.
Yeah. You know why? It's because we both don't use a lot of eye cream.
Because I think eye cream is a scam.
Yeah.
But also I've learned it's a necessary evil. So
right.
Renee Rouleau, who I brought up on the last podcast, when I talked to her about this, she was like, okay, it's not a scam. She's like, you do need something for that more fragile under eye area.
I also feel like it's like because we are still relatively young.
Totally.
We don't see a lot of, you know, the eye wrinkles yet. So it's like, you know, we have to do a lot of preparation for what's to come.
And that's the thing about eye creams. You can't expect
to see results.
That's the thing. It's all preventative.
Right.
I think if you get an eye cream and expect it to completely eliminate your under eye wrinkles,
you're looking for something else.
Yeah. You need to go to a cosmetic dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think eye serums are great preventative wise, and they just help to really kind of, you know, Glossier came out with their eye cream called Bubble Wrap, and
right.
I loved the name because that's kind of what you're doing
right.
with an eye cream in general. You're just
protecting
skin. It.
Yeah.
Protecting. And under eye serums are actually really popular right now, and Renee makes one that gently exfoliates that area, which will help with fine lines. So if you do have fine lines, look for an under eye serum that just very, very gently exfoliates.
And I also want to add that if you are using an eye cream during the day, it's a good idea to find one that has sunscreen in it,
because
they do make those.
And also I learned if your makeup is moving, if you like your mascara transfers and you're putting eye cream on your top and bottom lid during the day, it could be your result of wearing that eye cream, like why the transfer happens.
Interesting.
Because eye creams obviously are super
emollient.
Emollient, and that can cause the transfer to happen. So just FYI on that. But your eye cream, and this is actually one of the steps, this is step number five, that was very different based on what we were reading, because some people were like, well, actually, you should apply the eye cream before you apply your treatment so it protects that area.
Yes.
And then some people were like, well, just throw it on at the end.
Right. I was under the impression that you just put it on the end.
Same.
Because I feel like I've gotten facials where they apply eye cream at the end. Because
it's like they do the lip and then the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But really, it should be, which makes sense,
because you are sealing it all in.
Yep.
You know?
You're sealing it all in. So you have that eye cream, and then step number six is moisturizer. And so you'll seal that eye cream, you'll seal your treatment and serum and essence and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions that we got about moisturizer is, what is the difference between a cream and a lotion?
Mm.
Which I thought was super interesting. So creams are heavier.
Yes.
They're more oil-based.
Mm-hmm.
Creme de la Mer,
that
is more of like an oil-based.
Uh-huh. That is a creme.
That is a creme.
Yes.
That is a creme. And then we have lotion, which is
lightweight,
something you can wear during the day. That's why you see a lot of cremes and creams. We're saying creme, but it's cream, whatever. That's
Franck.
Well, Franck. You know Franck from Father of the Bride?
Yes.
Oh, sans say. I can't understand. I absolutely love Martin Short and that movie. He's the best.
Yes, so.
Creams can be worn at night because they are heavier. If you tend to get, well, I mean, you get dehydrated between the hours of 10 and 2 a.m.
Yes.
Every night, your body just lacks that moisture that it needs. So that's why you should drink a lot of water before you go to bed anyways. And if you know you're going to get dry, load up on the cream at night.
Yes.
And then wear a lightweight lotion during the day.
And your skin is working hard in the evening, so you want that heavy cream to hydrate your skin and seal it all in. This is also the step where you would maybe apply a sleeping mask after your moisturizer or in lieu of a moisturizer.
Yeah.
Depends on how dry your skin is and also what you're trying to achieve.
What do you think the main difference is between a sleeping mask and a traditional moisturizer is?
So a lot of the sleeping masks that I use are really, they're almost gel moisturizers. They're really bouncy, meant to really act as a layer that's on top of your moisturizer to really seal, I know we keep saying this, to really seal in all of the skincare products that you use.
Okay.
So it is a little difficult sometimes when you're using it because you have to sleep sort of like a geisha. Like you don't want it to rub onto your, you know, pillow because it really is very wet. But I always, whenever I use a sleep mask, my skin is like glowing and super hydrated in the morning.
Okay.
So I like to use it, especially during the winter. Laneige makes one of my favorite ones. Also Skinesque, which is a Korean beauty brand. They just came out with one and they describe it as having a mochi-like texture, which is really accurate. Like it's very bouncy.
I haven't tried it yet.
It's wonderful. And I actually was using it on the plane as a barrier between me and the grossness that is airplane air, recycled air.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just like a great protective barrier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So.
And then one thing that I've been noticing is people are like, oh, well, I use so many serums, I've stopped using moisturizers. Friends, I'm here to tell you.
Nope, that's the same thing.
That is wrong.
There
will be few things on this podcast that we say are wrong.
Yeah.
That is 100% not gonna
help you. Cut it. No.
No.
There's no way that you're putting on, like going through all your steps and then your serum and then you're like, yeah, my skin feels done.
Well, some people apparently do, and that's...
But, like, no!
But
I get it. Okay, fine.
I mean, if you put on 18 serums, I get it.
Sure.
But the bottom line is don't put 18 serums, and also really think about what the function of each product is. Your serum is meant to penetrate your skin deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that final moisturizer. I don't care if it's a lotion or a cream.
Yeah. Because it's also still hydrating your skin.
Exactly.
It's not just a seal. It's also doing work.
You need to have the moisturization component in a thicker form to really finish things off. I don't make the rules. This is just how it is. And I mentioned oil because you can definitely moisturize You can't hydrate with an oil, but you can moisturize with an oil.
Yes.
And
this is, I will say, a controversial step.
Oh my God. Here we go.
So Kathleen Hu, who is a beauty director at The Cut, She, I think, posted something on The Cut's Instagram about, like, skincare order, and the comments were on fire. People were heated, particularly about where oil falls in your skincare order, because I will say, like I mentioned, I'm a big fan of Vintner's Daughter. I sometimes will use that before I put on a heavier moisturizer or cream.
I have done that before. The problem that I commonly have, and I think this is why they suggest doing an oil after, is that it won't pill.
Yes.
Because I get pill. I pill a lot, and I came to the realization it was because of the order I was applying certain skincare steps.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I will say is this. Technically, if we're going in order and on based on what we are telling you guys right now.
Of thin to thick.
Yeah. Why
wouldn't you put the oil before a heavy creme?
Yeah, a heavy creme. I'm gonna name my dog Creme when I get a dog. Hi, Creme. Delamere.
Delamere.
That's his whole name. Creme Delamere.
That would be really good.
Patrick, I'm sorry, but that's happening. However,
CTLM.
I named the dog Creme. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you're not. You wouldn't be the first. You wouldn't be the first.
I probably wouldn't. But what I'm trying to say is, you know,
yeah.
it, in terms of thickness, I know some oils, though, are probably thicker than a lotion that you put on.
Yeah.
At the same time, let's say that the oil that you're using actually has some treatment benefits. If you put it on after your moisturizer, that's a barrier.
Yeah.
So you're getting none of those treatment benefits. So I don't know. I do think this is super controversial. I would love, I think one thing we should ask skincare professionals when they come on the show
is what,
like, that should be one question we ask them. Oil.
One, are you team oil? Two, when do you put your oil
on? Totally.
Because I don't know. Do you use an oil every night?
I love using an oil. So I use this oil that has CoQ10 in it, coenzyme Q10, which is something that we just naturally lose in our bodies as we age. And I put it on over my moisturizer just to kind of, you know.
Yeah.
We keep saying seal. I'm sorry, guys. Like, can we get
sealed?
Yeah, sign delivered. Sealed, delivered. I was going to say, can we get sealed, like perform kissed from a rose at some point? I mean, I feel
Let's put it right here.
There. Side note, if you guys look up the lyrics to that song.
Makes no sense.
It will blow your mind because I had no clue what he was saying. I was like, the light kissed the rose from a grave. I don't know. I can't even remember what I thought, but you really should read the lyrics because they're hilarious. Back to oils, though.
So I don't use an oil every day, but that's because I don't think my skin needs it.
Me either. I don't use an oil every day, but I do when I want to use a retinol. I've been using retinol oils.
Yeah.
So our friend Allison McNamara, A-Droms. Allison owns her own company now, the Mara Beauty. Mm-hmm. And Allison was a coworker of mine when I was at Pop Sugar. I think we worked together about 4 years. She was the fashion host. And we sat next to each other for the better part of the time I was there. And she's just so funny and full of life. But she has her own skincare company, and it's doing amazingly well. It's this oil.
A clean. Beauty brand.
100%. It's sold at Credo. So if Credo is carrying your product, you know it's truly clean. They have such high standards. They have the highest standards out of everybody else that sells clean products. So Allison has created a retinol oil.
So what's in this retinol oil? We've got the retinol, obviously.
Green tea.
Algae, which is like Allison's thing, Mara Beauty's thing, and then hemp-derived cannabis.
And here's the thing. When I use this product, when I wanted to try it out, the first time I used it, I kind of broke out and I talked to Allison about it and she was like, this should not happen.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think it was in conjunction with something else going on because then I've used it since.
Yeah.
And I really love how I do not flake or turn red when I use it.
Yeah.
So with a product like that, I would not put it over a moisturizer.
No, I feel like that would just be
a complete waste.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like that makes sense because not all oils have as many active ingredients as Mara's does, right? So some truly do act as the last step to seal all of your products in, but this you want it to be closer to your skin.
I also love St. James CBD serum.
Mm-hmm.
It's an oil.
Yes.
So again, I'm like, well, when do I apply this if I really want the benefits of it?
Yeah. So I like to use that when my skin is angry. And so when my skin is angry, I usually will just do cleanse, essence, and then that.
Same. I'm like so bare bones when I'm really trying to use these nice products that have these active ingredients because I don't want anything blocking it.
Exactly.
From actually
also,
doing
it. Also, I don't want to irritate it further.
Same. The only oil I ever use on top of a moisturizer is the Lumity product I just mentioned with the CoQ enzyme, CoQ10 enzyme. But let us know. I'm going to post this on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you use an oil? And if so, what order?
Yes.
I'm dying to know what you guys think.
Also, I want to know if you guys use an oil during the day.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you, when I had baby skin, I used the Luna oil from Sunday Riley when I would go to work.
Yeah.
And I swear to G, people would look at me and be like, what is on your face?
Oh, you can't use it anymore?
Glowing. I think my face has changed since I've gotten older. And I follow this account called Cosmetic Derm or Cosmic Derm or something like that. And they had a photo of Rosie Huntington Whitley. Mm-hmm. How do you say her name?
I say Whitley, but it could be Whitley.
I say Whiteley too, but I think somebody corrected me, and now I'm just nervous to say her last name.
Rosie.
Sorry, Rosie. We'll have you on the podcast, and then you'll teach me how to properly say it.
Please.
And then I won't feel shunned by people. But they had a side-by-side of her from 2005 to last year, and people were like, what do you think she had done to her face? And they were, and people were saying things like, visible jawline filler. And I'm like, hold the phone. First of all, nobody's injecting their jawline with filler.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to have a giant jaw. Yeah. That is completely insane. Also, she was literally 17 years old in 2005.
Right. It's so rude. People are
she was
so
also
rude.
Pregnant recently.
She's also like one of the world's most beautiful women. And
first of
know?
All, that goes without saying. Yeah. We don't even need to say that. But right. I commented like, okay, first of all, you've got to be insane. Maybe she's gotten filler. Maybe she's gotten Botox.
She's just like she's a woman.
But she's also a woman.
Yeah.
Your face does change. Your face gains weight as you get older. You carry weight differently.
Yeah.
I'm just really tired of people on Instagram claiming they know everything about aesthetics. One thing that people love to say on Instagram is that everyone's gotten a chin implant. I swear to God, some of you probably think I have a chin implant because my chin definitely looks different from when I was 17 years old.
Right.
Let me tell you a story. No one's getting chin implants. I know two people, and I'm going to go on a rant about this.
One's saving their hard-earned money for a chin implant.
I know two people that have gotten a chin implant, and they look effing amazing. One of them is a friend, and one of them is Stassi Schroeder, and they look bomb, okay? So more power to you if you're going to get a chin implant. But I'm telling you, most people are not getting chin implants. They're getting filler.
Yeah.
They're getting Botox to slim their jawline.
Yep.
But they aren't getting the chin implants. And I'm happy to tell you if and when I find out that more people do. But it's just not a common thing. So can we just put it to rest?
But let us know if you got a chin implant.
You know what? And I'm really being serious about this. I love aesthetics in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do to your face, do it.
Yep.
Because I want to know more.
Yeah.
Like today we went to a Dr. Lancer event and I wanted to be like, kind sir, what can I do about my under eye wrinkles?
Yeah.
Like, do I need a lower blepharoplasty?
Oh my gosh, you
should
have. Also, we've discussed this previously, but we would like Kim Kardashian to come on the pod, obviously, whenever she's available. However, she is known to be like a master of like aesthetics and someone who could be like, okay, this is what you should get done to your face.
Oh, did we talk about this the last pod?
I don't think we talked about this on the last
pod.
Did we?
No, we didn't.
But we wanted to.
We went to an event with KKW Beauty and MDNA Skincare.
AKA Madonna.
Madonna's was there.
Yeah.
Madame Madonna. And they interviewed each other.
Yes.
And Kim straight up said that people will text her photos of themselves and
like,
say,
people she doesn't even know, people she's not friends with.
Yeah, not somebody super close.
Like famous people, though, not just regular people.
Yeah, like actual famous people being like, can you tell me what I need done to my face? And Kim's like, I would get Botox here. I can't even tell you how much money I would pay Kim to
tell me. She should just have that as a side hustle because
Kim, I will run the account that you have. Where people send in photos, and then I will just show you, and you have to do is just use your finger to mark, and then I will send it back to
them. But then also come on our podcast to tell us what we need to.
Kim, tell us everything that you've done to yourself. Like,
I
want to know, because she looks good.
She looks amazing.
People love to hate on KKW. I got to respect the girl because
she's beautiful.
First of all, if I were her, I would never wear makeup.
I know. She looks incredible. She enjoys it.
The glam. Like,
we all love
really
the glam.
She really did a thing for the glam.
Yeah.
The glam movement, rather. But
I think
if I could direct anybody, I would be like, Kim, start a skincare line. Like, I want to know about Kim's skin more than I care about Kylie's skin.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God. Well, obviously, Kylie's still like 20 or something.
I'm like, babe.
21?
You love your laser genesis, and so does Kendall. Like, let's just get that all on the table.
Yeah.
But, wow, we really went on a
topic.
Rampage there. So we're going to rein it back in. Now, we talked about basically, this is like mostly like a nighttime
routine.
We want to add one thing onto it. In the event, this is a daytime routine for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, do not wear retinols during the day.
Yeah.
Number 8 in your skincare routine would be mineral sunscreen. So this is like a physical block that has zinc oxide or titanium dioxide in it. It's actually physically blocking the sun from touching your skin.
Yes.
However, if you like chemical sunscreens, this step comes at a different point because the chemical sunscreen has to actually be able to be absorbed into the skin.
Yes.
Which means it has to come before your moisturizer.
Yes.
So know that if you're doing this during the day, sunscreen comes before your moisturizer. And if you have a physical sunblock that you're wearing, it comes after your moisturizer.
Yes. And that's it. It's
okay,
so simple.
Guys, I feel like we just kind of went on tangents here and there.
Okay, let's recap. Okay, so you got your cleanser, you got your toner, you got your essence, you got your treatment, you got your serum, then your eye cream, moisturizer, oil, and then if it's during the day, you got your sunscreen.
Yes.
We will throw this up on the Instagram.
So we'll put it on the gram. We'll put it in show notes
To follow along if it's confusing. But yeah. Again, just remember, generally thinnest to thickest in consistency. And then also remember to let your products absorb between steps. It doesn't have to be 5 minutes in between. Great if you want to, again, like we mentioned, hit it with a device, massage it into your face, use a jade roller, whatever. But just let your skin absorb it as best and as long as possible before you go to your next step.
I think that we did our due diligence here. Yes. We tried.
Yeah, we tried.
And this is what I would personally abide by. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you trust us, then do it.
Yeah.
If not.
Do it.
Just kidding. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Gloss Angeles. Please know that we always appreciate your support. So if you want to follow us on Instagram, we're gloss_Angeles. And personal, I am Kirby Johnson.
I am Sarah Tan, no H.
And Kirby is K-I-R-B-I-E. Also, we are on every major podcast platform. Yay! Woo-hoo! So we're on Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe and review. We're also on Stitcher and on Spotify, guys.
Amazing.
Please go follow us on Spotify. We would really appreciate the support there. If you do subscribe, leave us a review. I'm not sure if you guys know this, but when you leave a review for a podcast, it helps catapult us into the podcast stratosphere. So people start to notice us and then we get more listeners and more people joining our little community.
And so, we want to know what you guys think. So yeah. Leave all the comments.
Please, please. The Instagram is really just going to be a sounding board for you guys to just say what you want, and that way we can figure out what our upcoming episodes are going to be about.
Yeah.
If you have a particular guest that you would really like us to collaborate with, or that you want to come on the show and have us interview, let us know. Yeah. Send us a DM. Our email is losangelespodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to participate in our What's Your Face, tell us what's on your face.
What is on your face?
I want to know.
Oh my God. I would absolutely love if you guys got on your Instagram stories and hashtag, then tagged us,
hashtag what's on your face.
Yep.
Introduce us to some new products, guys.
Yeah, we would love that. And as always, thank you for listening to Gloss Angeles.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.